urgency and the immediacy of this moment. So if you're comfortable, I invite you to just give someone next to you either a little nudge or a squeeze. Really notice that you are here this year alive. Bazman hazeh. This is it. It didn't have to be this way. It wasn't obvious. But in fact, anachnu po, we are here. So I really invite you to take in the Shehecheyanu, feel the fact that you are present, that you are alive to reach this moment and this season, and to sit with the folks you're sitting with and to be together. And I just want to acknowledge and thank you already for inviting me to be with you this year. And really, I'm so grateful to have this Bazman Hazeh with you all for this year. I know some of you I haven't met, some of you I look forward to meeting, but it's truly a privilege and an honor to be with you. So I thank you for this Hazman Hazeh, and there will be many rituals that are brand new to me, could be many years old to you. So I invite you to see things and be with things freshly, as I will, so that we can all really take this in anew together over the next day and a half. We are building a Beit Din. We are building a court, a supreme. So the first ritual we do, we will bring out the Torahs as our witnesses, and we imagine that the judgment of our lives will be sealed at the end of tomorrow night. And in facing death, judge, there is time. And this actually is the time. We're not here to try to escape death by gaining favor with an unforgiving God. We are here to listen to the question that calls out softly and insistently from within and beyond us. What do you want to do with the time you have left? The harshest decree is not dying. The harshest decree is not living. We turn now to page 16, beginning to sense the cosmic inevitability of both our frailty and our strength. I've been in love with these footnotes in the Machzor this year, and Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch speaks of this balance between our fragility and our strength to say, even as we acknowledge the reality of our sin, of our missing the mark, we celebrate the inevitable blossoming of good. It's this blossoming that we will sing about, Or Zarua.